I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Professor of Political Science at Hamline University. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
I am. I was talking before the break about, you came on, and we got to take a break here in a second, about somebody, a friend of mine, and I don't think he has Trump delusion, what do I call it, Trump derangement syndrome?
Yes,
but,
correct.
But talking about how, wait a minute here, no, he's showing foreign leaders his hat collection and saying maybe I should run in 2028, I don't know. He's talking yesterday about dictatorship. He's now sending the National Guard into the nation's capital, first of all, and then major cities around the country. And people are wondering if this is a precursor to him not leaving office. And I don't know if that's Trump derangement syndrome or not. I can make a case for where maybe this person has a point, or no, that could never happen. We'll talk to you more when we come back about what the Constitution says and what would happen if something like that should attempt something like that. It's 620 traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:23, back to David Schultz, quickly a professor of political science at Hamline University. Let me read some of the texts that are coming in here, David, just so you get in the sense of where the audience is. Do we actually believe any numbers or stats that the Democrat governors, mayors give? Well, okay. That's ridiculous, somebody else said. Somebody said Democrats are preaching dictator propaganda, although it was the president himself that used the word dictator. Tommy, where have you been? We're all warning against this last year. If you listen to Trump's latest press conference from the Oval, you are witnessing the mind of an authoritarian dictator. This guy is beyond unhinged. Ask him why is our MAGA governor sending National Guard to where the dictator wants as versus needed locally in Shreveport and New Orleans. So anyway, that's a smattering of where the texters feel. Let's talk about what the Constitution says and what my friend was worried about with, wait a minute, there's like a frog in boiling water where it's the nation's capital and it's this city, then that city, then that city. Then before you know it, 2028 comes around and the National Guard is in control of all of the cities. Thoughts?
Okay, a few different observations here. One of them, I'm going to invoke our constitutional framers again. And as I always say to my students at the beginning of the semester when I teach, our framers started with one word, fear. Fear of abuse of power. And it doesn't matter whether it would be Biden, Obama, Trump, or whatever, or George Washington, go back to that point, is that we always have to start with a healthy skepticism about fear. And our Constitution is all about preventing abuses of power, and that we should never completely trust anybody, no matter who they are. And I just mention that because I think on both sides of the equation, Democrat versus Republican, we always need to have this healthy skepticism towards people in power, because what's the old line? Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But having said that, first, the Constitution is clear, two terms that the president can serve. 1862, we have a law in place called the Posse Comitatus Act from 1877 that bars the use of the military for law enforcement purposes. And with that, there's also a law that says that the president cannot invoke National Guard for domestic services or domestic policing. The request has to come from governors.
But it seems like that's what's happening now.
Exactly. The fact pattern looks like this is a lawsuit in California right now, Newsom versus Trump. It looks like he's in violation of federal law in terms of at least two federal laws in terms of my reading of the law and in terms of what's been historical reading of the law.
So what happens now? Because what recourse do governors have if the governor's saying, no, you're violating Posse Comitatus? And look, we went through that as we commemorate the 20th anniversary of Katrina about right. The National Guard taking over here instead of local policing. And the governor said, no, you can't do that. That's not legal. And at that time, and let me just say something else before you answer the question, and that is, we have never had these conversations with any president before, have we? And President Trump is partly to blame for these conversations going. I know people are easy to say Trump derangement syndrome, but he's the guy that's bringing a lot of this to the forefront.
Probably the only other time we might have had a conversation like this would have been during Reconstruction post-Civil War. But let us say in modern U.S. history, we've never had this kind of conversation before regarding presidents deploying National Guard or federal troops for law enforcement purposes. And so Trump has changed the debate in the equation. And that, again, and I know we're going to get a lot of texts on this one, that again raises all kinds of concerns about no matter whether you think you love your president or hate him, you have to be worried about what? Potential abuses of power. And we have to start with that, because for a lot of people who might like Trump, they put Biden into office and they're going to be really upset about anything he does. And so both sides need to basically realize that there's a potential of abuse regardless of who the president is.
So what my friend was saying, is that beyond the scope of believability or possibility? Does he have Trump derangement syndrome?
Certainly, I'm not a doctor of psychiatry, so I can't right. make a comment on that. But in terms of...
Okay, let me ask you this. Is he worried needlessly?
No, he's not worried needlessly. I think we should always be afraid of anybody who describes themselves as possibly a dictator or not wanting to leave office. That is enough of a reason to be concerned. People were very concerned when Franklin Roosevelt decided to run for a third term and were describing him as a dictator, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we always have to be concerned. And people who are raising that kind of skepticism and saying, what about the potential for abuse of power? That's healthy in a democracy.
Somebody texted and said, we've never had so much crime out of hand in major cities before either. What the hell is wrong with trying to keep law and order? Well, I think the question is crime really up or down? Because the FBI statistics show that it's down, and it seems as though you could make a case that this is a manufactured crisis.
All the FBI reports do indicate, and these are very well established bipartisan numbers, FBI uniform crime reports, we are at a significantly low period in terms of crime, let us say in recent American history, and there's no indication at all that people are manufacturing numbers in order to try to claim that there's more crime than we want. In fact, politicians have every incentive at the local level to say there's less crime.
Should any American trust any politician, whether they're Democrat or Republican, 100% completely?
Never, and our framers would endorse that view.
I agree. Thank you, David. David Schultz, professor of political science and law at Hamline University. We'll take a break, come back, talk with a Katrina survivor who wrote it out at a hospital who actually works with us. Back in a flash right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.